Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there and welcome back to the Scaling Wellness Podcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you for spending some time with me. Today we are into part three of our five-part series where we're looking at the flow process. And this is talking about finding people, helping your leads, nurturing your leads, creating great offers, wowing your audience. And then there is a little R on the end of flow for flower, which is all about retaining business, retaining customers. So this is a five-part series. You might want to skip back. The last two episodes have been the first two parts. So where we've been talking about finding your leads, how to get the right people, how to make sure they come into your world, and then loving on your leads, how to nurture them and warm them up. So this is episode three. If you're just joining, maybe skip back, because today we are moving into the third piece of this puzzle, which is all about O for offer. Now, this is where we shift from just kind of posting and putting content out there to making sales. But the truth is, people don't buy when they're confused. And most digital offers don't sell because they're too vague, they're too broad, or they're just not positioned clearly enough. So today we're going to really dig into what makes an offer really irresistible, how to sell in the way that feels good, not pushy, the launch strategies that will work even if you hate selling, and how to build real confidence in your product. So let's dive into this. And just to be clear, the Scaling Wellness Accelerator is where I do this process with my clients. And sometimes I get asked, you know, do you offer any marketing help? To be clear, this is marketing. The flow system is marketing. Getting leads, nurturing leads, selling to leads, and then delighting your leads, that's marketing. So this is all you need to build a really scalable and compelling offer or product. So what makes your offer compelling? First of all, let's talk about what an offer is. So your offer isn't just your course or your membership or your group program. Your offer is the transformation that you are promising. It's how you're positioning your digital product as the bridge from the island that your client already sits on to where they want to be. So your offer is not your methodology. It is not Pilates. It is not yoga. It is not nutrition. Your offer is not your six-week course. Your offer is the promise, the overarching promise. So if you were going to wrap up everything you do and all the ways you help people, that's the offer. So the offer needs a few things to be really compelling. It needs a specific audience. So we need a niche for that offer, because the same offer cannot help everybody. We know that yoga could be beneficial to every single body, but an offer needs to be positioned so that it speaks to one person with one problem, because we are making a transformation promise, and you can only promise it when you know the person that you are helping. If you struggle to make a promise, and if you struggle to really be clear on the outcome your clients can expect, it's because you're not clear enough on your niche. You're not clear enough on the person that you're helping. So we need a specific person, a niche. We need a very clear problem, and we need a defined result or outcome. So we need to know where they are now. In other words, what island they're on, what their struggles are, what they're struggling with, what they want, what they don't want. And then we need a result. We need a promise. We need a sentence that says, I will get you to this point so that you can do XYZ. And we need a method or a process that will deliver that result. So maybe that is breath work. Maybe that method is going to be face yoga. You know, it can be anything, but as long as it can get you the result that you are promising. So if you're finding it hard to describe your offer without rambling, or if you feel like people keep asking exactly what you do in inverted commas, you are likely to need to revisit one of those four things: your audience, your problem, your result, or your method. Remember that your audience, when you are talking about your product, your offer, people don't buy the features. And this, if you're multitasking, I know Amy Porterfield always talks about multitasking, come back to me, and I love that sentence. But if you are kind of half listening to this and you're doing something else at the same time, come back to me now. People do not buy features. People don't care how many weeks it is. They don't care how many live sessions you have, how many templates, how many downloads, how many bonuses. They care about the result. So they care what is going to change for them after working with you. So that is the most important part. To make an offer compelling, you have to sell the result. Now, how do you do that? How are you going to sell your offer? Now, this is where many wellness experts get stuck. You either create something and then sell it out and, you know, throw it out there and hope that people buy, you know, put it on your website or maybe do one or two posts on social media. Or you never mention it at all because you don't want to be salesy. And these are two things that I see all the time. It's like, well, it's available on my website, but no one's ever bought it. Or, you know, I'll say to someone, you know, I was talking to a health coach the other day and we were talking about what she does. And I said, have you told people, like in your world, what you're doing? You know, your friends, your family. And it's like, oh, no, I don't want to push them into buying. I don't want to sell to people that I already know. It's like, well, they are the people that are most likely to buy from you to begin with. So the quickest way to get your business up and running is to start getting money coming in. So you kind of need to go after telling people that you exist. So I know we don't want to be salesy. I know we don't want to be pushy. And we are never in the business of convincing people to work with us. But we do need to tell people that we're out here, that what we're doing, you know, that we exist. So what you need instead of putting it on your website or not mentioning it ever is a launch strategy. You need a plan. And this plan has to fit with your energy, with the audience size you have, and with your business model. And there are three things or types of launching that you can do. Now, a live launch is where you have a runway build-up. You have an open cart period where people can buy within that period. And you have some sort of urgency and scarcity. So usually with an open cart period, there is a close date. So people can only get in for that time. And it may be that they could buy the product at any point, but during that window, there is a discount or a bonus or something that kind of gives a bit of urgency. It may be that there's only a certain amount of spaces. So you could put in a bit of scarcity. And those things are really great for tire kickers and people that just need a little nudge, you know, a little nudge towards the outcome that they dream of, that they're fearful of, because people, you know, people are fearful that this won't work for them. So sometimes people need a nudge. So your live launch is all about big energy, high intensity, open cart, doors are open, come join me, close cart, and now we get to work. So people can join with us within a certain period, and it's a very kind of big launch energy. Your next option is an evergreen option. Now, sometimes this will be automated. You might have like an evergreen funnel where people come in via some sort of promotional activity. Maybe that'd be ads, collaborations, any kind of promotion that bring people as cold audience into the top of your funnel. And then there are automated systems that nurture those people. We talked about that in the last session, how we nurture. And then it moves people to sell. So this is ideal if you want steady sales, you know, people coming into your world kind of regularly. The live launch model tends to work on a cohort basis. So you're joining and you're joining a live group. It doesn't have to. You can just have periods of the year where they can join and periods where they can't, or periods of year where they can join with particular bonuses. But generally speaking, a live launch would then mean a live cohort. So people are joining a group. We have a start date and a finish date. With Evergreen, it works really well for businesses that have, you know, people could be wanting help at any time, and it's kind of urgent. So for example, if you were a sleep coach and you worked with newborn babies, that mum that has the baby that literally will not sleep, is not going to want to wait 6 weeks for your next live launch. She needs help immediately. So for her, the product has to be evergreen. She has to be able to buy at any time. So your launch model should be tailored to your audience a little bit as well. It can be tailored to you, you know, your energy, but it should also fit your business model and the audience that you're appealing to. Same with everything, you know, your pricing. Again, it needs to fit your audience. If you are going after, you know, senior management in you know, the top 50 companies in the UK, they are likely to have a bigger budget. So you can fit your price to that. Whereas if you are working with stay-at-home mums, they might have a lower budget. It's not a precise calculation, but it gives you an idea. So these things always need to be tailored to your audience and yourself. And then you could look at a hybrid model. This is where your offer is always available to buy, but you boost it with live rounds or seasonal promos. And that's what I do with the Digital Course Creator. You can buy it at any point, but I run workshops and there are seasonal promotions where you can buy it with different bonuses. So I think that actually may be changing. I may be looking to close the doors and having live launch periods, because I quite like live launching. Lots of people don't, but I quite like the energy of it. So you have to feel into what is aligned for you. If the idea of live webinars or challenges really stress you out, then don't do it. There are loads of different ways that you can run your business and you can launch, but we have to have a custom strategy around this. And this is one of the things that we work on in the accelerator together, is looking at how this is going to work for your business. Because putting a membership on your website that people can join anytime with no incentive ever is definitely not going to sell. So let's look at content that converts and what actually drives that connection, because having a really good offer isn't enough. We need to be able to communicate the value of that offer. So that means having a few things in place. We need to have a very clear sales page that is going to walk someone through the journey from pain point to promise. So your sales page has to have specific things. Above the fold, so as in the first screen that they click on, they need to be able to see a very clear title that tells them what they are getting, who they are, what problem they have, and why they need this solution. So that has to be very clear. And ideally above the fold, you would have a button or a way that they can take immediate action. So your sales page needs certain things to move people through that journey. You also need emails. And we talked about this in the last episode, but emails need to tell the story. They need to handle objections. They need to build belief in you as an expert and also in your product, in your solution, in your transformation. So your emails are all about building trust. Your social media posts do the same thing. They share maybe behind the scenes, the why now, the transformations, what happens if they don't take action. Lots of things you can do to start to, you know, build up some trust. And then think about inviting people to take a next step. In all of this content, it may be that you're not always inviting them to buy, that sometimes you're inviting them to take another step, you know, connect with you, DM me, like the post, reply, book a call, lots of things that you can do. But most of all, you need to be selling consistently, not just during launch week. So everything you do is about moving people towards your offer. So effective sales messaging is always going to start with the problem that your person is experiencing. So if you are not able to articulately communicate the pain points, the struggles, the frustrations of your current clients, they will not buy because they won't resonate. They won't see themselves in your solution. They won't understand that it's for them. So we need to get clear. We need to get really specific. So if you're talking to clients about weight loss, you're not just going to say, are you someone who would like to lose 30 pounds? You're going to say, are you somebody who feels frustrated at the end of every single day because despite all the motivation, you weren't able to maintain a consistent diet? Or are you somebody who is no longer able to go out for the walks that you love because you're in too much pain from carrying the weight, whatever. You need to be clear, specific, precise, and really kind of emotive in your articulation of their pain points. So I would always suggest that you speak to people, speak to your clients that are in the trenches and get their wording. You know, what is it that they struggle with? What is it that this problem is impacting on? What does that mean for their life? What does that mean for their family, their career, their legacy, their future? You know, get the words from the people. And then effective sales messaging needs to paint the possibility. You need to be able to look at what life looks like after working with you. So once we're out on the other side of this, what will life be like? Show them what they can expect from the next step. Show them how your offer is the bridge between where they are now and where they want to get to. Because your sales aren't about putting pressure on people. They're about creating clarity for people, showing them what is possible. They may not even know that this is possible for them. So when people fully understand what your offer does and how it helps them, they will want to buy. You will never sell again. They will be queuing up. So having your confidence, having confidence in selling is a big part of this puzzle and for your offer. And I know for many of you, selling really can feel uncomfortable. Maybe you're worried about being pushy, worried about rejection, worried about it not working. Or maybe usually you just don't believe in your offer. Maybe you're not convinced it can work. And if you don't believe in what you're offering, then you will never be able to sell it. You have to be able to truly believe that this will help someone. It has to solve a real problem. And if it does solve that real problem and you really have confidence in it, then you will find that it's a disservice not to sell it. So it will kind of, it naturally pushes you into a much more forwards focused sales direction. Remember that you're not tricking anyone. You're not greedy. You're not here to capitalize on people's insecurities. And someone actually said those words to me last week. I don't want to prey on their insecurities. But you know, you're not doing that. You're here to help. You're here to serve. We have to speak to the problem in order to identify with people. So you're helping people to make a powerful decision for themselves to get the outcome that they want. Confidence in selling comes from maybe seeing results in your clients. And I get that when you're new to this, you maybe haven't had many of those. So you need to put a few people through your program first, you know, as beta testers. We do this in the Digital Course Creator. We run a beta launch. So you can get real life results for people without feeling like you're, you know, without feeling like you're selling something that is a final method. You know, you would tell people this is a beta version, it's a test version, and see if you can get some good results. And then we obviously perfect it over time. But confidence in selling comes from belief in your method. So you have to get good results to be able to believe in it. Maybe it's something you've done for yourself. So what are your results? And do you believe that, you know, your method helped you to get there? Practicing that messaging, practicing saying it to people. And also get support, because it can be really hard to do this alone. It can be really lonely. It's what we do inside the accelerator. We work on your offer itself, but also your confidence around it. So your selling just feels natural and not nerve-wracking. So let's recap your offer stage. So this is our third part of our five-part series. The offer is all about creating something that solves a really clear problem. Remember, it's not about your inclusions, your deliverables, your methodology. It is about the solution, the transformation, and articulating that really clearly. The offer is about positioning a product so that it's obvious and exciting for people. You know, that people want to take action. It's about choosing a launch strategy that aligns with your energy, but also the needs of your audience. Writing great copy, writing great sales pages, great emails, great social posts that lead people to saying yes to you. And selling with confidence, knowing that transformation and understanding and being clear on the transformation you provide. So if your offer hasn't taken off yet, don't panic. It probably doesn't need to be rebuilt from scratch, but it might need to be refined. It might need to be clarified or communicated better. You might have something that is brilliant, that is beautiful, that looks incredible. But if you are not communicating the offer, people will not be buying. So if you are stuck with something that you know works, you know it's good, you know it will benefit people, it's all about your comms. It's all about your offer. So If you need help with this, the Scaling Wellness Accelerator is your next step. It is open for enrollment. Now there is an application form on the site. I will put the link in the show notes. It starts in September. We begin on the second week of September and it runs for 3 months. And it will be taking you through all of these steps. You're finding people, you're nurturing of your leads, you're finessing your offer, delighting, over-delivering with your clients and retaining those members. So next week is the fourth part of our series, and we'll be talking about the W, which is for wow, wowing your clients, and the magic that happens after you've got the sale. Because retention and referrals and results all start with how you deliver. So you won't want to miss that one. If you are in this process and you would like more help, then tune in next week. I will see you then. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.